Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and amazing goalkeeper Chloe Ainsworth, who showed her stuff today. We kept a clean sheet, we won 5-0. It's exactly what the doctor ordered there, Luke.
Yeah, nice to be back at home on our home turf. You know, the girls put a great performance in. I think a lot of carried a few memories from last time we played a lot of these players from the Wigan game and the FA Cup last year. So you could really see the energy that they had, you know, see the determination they had today to go out and win the game. And, you know, we need to think about goal difference as well. And to come away with 5 goals and on the other end was a fantastic afternoon for us.
Yeah, exactly, because most of this team is sort of like the Wigan team that we played last year, not the Wigan team we played 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But they didn't really show much, but they did give you something to do there, Chloe.
Yeah, it's all about when I'm called on, being there and being able to have an impact on the game, whether that's just passing the ball out or whether that's coming out, making a catch and distributing the ball. It's important for me to stay alert and stay awake for the team. They're doing the stuff up the other end, scoring the goals. I've got to make sure I'm there keeping them out as well.
Yeah, which you did very well. A couple of close room ones where you dived in and saved the ball, but notoriously, obviously, for the ones who were here watching it, the jump up and save, I presume Mark will be pleased, because you work on stuff like that.
Yeah, we do a lot of work on a lot of different things, and it's one of the areas we've been working on is coming out, claiming a ball when it's high and getting some pressure off the defence. So I think we've been doing a lot of training with that, and you can see it's been positive for us. We've been working on it. It's been great. We can input it in the game, and it's just made things a little bit easier on the defence and not having to worry so much about that ball coming into the box, because we can deal with it.
Yes, excellent. And most things were dealt with today, Luke, with the defence and attack pretty much clicking very nicely.
Yeah, we went through a couple of formations today. We tweaked it a little bit halfway through, and the team just showing how adaptable they are again. And, you know, the first goal started, as Chloe said, from the back, from the goal kick, come out to the side, all the way up to the top of the pitch and score a goal. And there were some fantastic team goals today, and obviously I think the way Jess took her first goal was unbelievable as well. So yeah, we're doing well at both ends and in the middle as well, so it all bodes well for next week. And we're off to Fleetwood, and then obviously we've got Stingers before the little Christmas break, so we're hoping we can pick up maximum points before we break up.
Yeah, I was quite near the radio commentary team as the match started, and he said he'd named every single player in the first 60 seconds. It just shows what a squad team game they are that we play.
Yeah, I say it to him every week. I said whether you're starting, whether you're on the bench, whether you're anything, the game's going to be won by 16 players. It's not just won by the 11 that's on the pitch or one player who scores that goal. It's everybody involved, and you know that's the real feeling in the camp at the moment. We're doing everything together, and everyone contributes, no matter how little or how big they think it is. It has a massive impact on the outcome of the game.
Yes, absolutely. So hopefully some of those fans can be there next week when we travel up. Is it the same ground that we played Fleetwood previously?
I think it's the Fleetwood training ground. I think it's Poole Farm or something like it's called. So we'll get all the details out on social media, but it's the men's training ground, so it should be a nice surface and be a good day for us.
That's good. Hope it's as good as the surface and the result that we got today up at Broaders Park. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Neil.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.